Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY23 earnings conference call of Shalimar Paints Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Rasika Sawant. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and welcome to the Q3 and 9-month FY23 earnings conference call of Shalimar Paints Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Ashok Kumar Gupta, Managing Director, along with senior management team. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page number 2 of company's presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as company's website. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Kumar Gupta for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon, and welcome to all the participants in this conference call for Shalimar Paints. We had a good quarter. My colleague, our CFO, Mr. Mohit, will brief you on the quarter's achievement, and thereafter, my colleague, Kuldip, will give you some idea of the market which we are operating, and then we will take question and answers. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. I would like to thank all the investors on the call and continuously depositing your faith in the company. It is my pleasure to address you today. I would like to share with you that your company is progressing and growing faster than the market. Where the industry has grown by 3%-5%, your company has grown by 34% on year-on-year scale. If I talk about the financials, we have recorded net turnover of 129.1 crore, with a growth of 34% from the last year, which was 96 crore, and 17% from the previous quarter of 110 crore rupees. During the quarter, we observed raw material prices had been favorable in to the company, and which is very well evident from the lower cost of goods sold, and we have improved our margins. So we have recorded a gross margin of 27%, which is improved by 1.5% from the previous quarter. So this year, we have recorded positive EBITDA of 44 lakh rupees, and I believe this is the start of the journey, wherein from last two quarters, we had been, you know, trying our best, and now we are reaping the benefits of the, you know, last efforts what we made in last 6 months. So employee expenses to net revenue ratio in terms of percentage are improved or more or less same. Other expenses are improved by 3% on year-on-year basis and 1% from the previous quarter. So we are improving on other expenses as well. We have very stringent controls on the fixed costs so that those should not increase. Loss for the quarter, we have recorded 6.2 crore rupees, which is lower by 4.5 crore from the previous quarter. So these are the major highlights of the quarter, right, in terms of the revenue and the performance we have made. So I would request Mr. Kuldip to give you insights of the, you know, actual operations and what we have made the changes to turn around the organization. Over to you, Kuldip.
Sure. Thanks, Mohit, and welcome all the attendees of this conference. So I'll briefly take you through as to how the quarter has been and how has been our journey from the last 9 months. If you recall, in the previous conferences, we had already talked about in terms of our distribution reach being on the lower side, our contractor base and painter base being lower side. So we have worked upon these two elements in terms of building our connect, consumer connect, and since both painter and dealer play a major role in the paint industry in terms of the influence from 50% to 60% of the sale. So we said that we will focus more on these two verticals first to build our brand equity in the marketplace. So I'll briefly take you through in terms of what we have done in the last quarter, what has, and as a result of that, what is that has come to us as a business proposition. So we started off with during the peak times of Diwali, we did a campaign in Painter Fraternity, wherein we got very good results in terms of, if I have to briefly tell you, our growth in total registered painters went up by 77%, new painter enrollment went up by 83%, and active painters who buy you month after month has increased by 57%. So which clearly indicates that your acceptance of the product is actually going up. And if you look at the offtake in terms of how much a painter was buying earlier and how much is buying now, it has almost doubled. So these are the indicators of in terms of our painter reach getting better and better over the period of time. Apart from this, we did a lot of visibility drives in the marketplace to build that consumer connect with Shalimar as a brand. We also launched some new products in waterproofing space by the name of Zero Damp, and which started giving us 3 to 4% of incremental sale in the last quarter, if we have to talk about. So, and there were some other arrangements in terms of brand alliance done with some of the companies, which we are actually working upon, and we are sure that in future that we are going to get very good results from that. When it comes to the distribution expansion, we opened up on a cumulative basis, we opened up some 1,100 to 1,200 customers, new customers, which gave us some 12% incremental business, so to say, till date. So, as a result of this, we saw some, as Mohit was also mentioning, we saw a very good quarter for ourselves with a top line growth of 34%, which against industry growth, if we look at the last quarter, has been in the range of 3 to 4%. So to say, we are some 30% ahead of the industrial growth. And quarter on quarter, if you have seen, we have been gaining market share. So that has been the highlight of this particular quarter. And apart from this, we also did a bit of understanding in terms of our high margin products, and we started pushing them more. So which also helped us in building our margin lines. So going forward, we are taking this strategy forward, and I'm sure that in coming times, you will see better quarters for Shalimar. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets when asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Jay Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, hi. Congratulations, sir, on continuously performing, better performing numbers, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, I had a few questions. Firstly, you know, your projections in Q2 FY23 was that we'll have growth of top line and everything of about 30 to 35% year on year. Looking at 9 months, we have grown tremendously. And if we look at decorative segment, there is a growth of 39% in revenue with just, you know, a marginal 6% increase in volume. And similarly, in the industrial segment, we have 45% growth with just 27% increase in volumes.
Sure.
So, sir, if you could throw some light on this, how have we been able to achieve it? Because if you see, the number of dealers which have been added are not that many for this quarter.
Yeah.
Please, sir.
Yeah.
So there are two things here. One is that, as you know, we have taken significant price increases in this year as compared to last year because of the raw material price increase.
Correct.
As a result of that, the revenue growth is faster than the volume growth. Secondly, see, the industry as a whole has been growing rather slowly. It hasn't been growing significantly. So because of that also, The volume growth is almost in the industry is not much, maybe stagnant. We got some volume growth, primarily because our bases are low. Both combined with volume and with the price increase. Also, we shifted slightly towards higher price items. So as you know, Shalimar was for long known for basic products, very low margin, low price items. We slowly shifted to slightly better items. Better items by way of emulsion, better way of stainless. They're slightly higher priced but low volume items. The result of all the three things, volume increase, price increase, and a bit of shift in product mix, you're observing in the gap between the volume growth and the revenue growth. Going ahead also, we are planning that this kind of revenue growth we should be maintaining quarter-on-quarter to the extent possible.
Sir, from this new revenue mix which you are getting from the emulsion and everything which you just mentioned, with higher margins, how much would this be contributing to our revenue for this quarter?
I can tell you that the change in product mix, if we see the growth in revenue, will constitute only a small part because overall shift is in small percentage and the impact on the net revenue part of it is still smaller. As I mentioned, see, there are two things. We have a volume growth which is about 6% in decorative. Value is 39%, so difference is on 33%. The major part of it is because of the price. As you know, we have price increase we have taken this year is almost 20%-25%.
Yeah.
That is straight coming from the price increase only. Balance all is because of the product mix and other factors.
Okay. Basically, primarily this shift we are seeing in your sales because of the 15%-20% raw material drop.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, another question. In this quarter's investor presentation, which you'll have uploaded, I can see in your new product offerings, there is construction chemicals which has been mentioned.
Yes.
So just on this part, sir, where are we procuring or manufacturing this?
So construction chemicals, at the moment, we are doing entire outsourcing. And most of our sales of construction chemicals is happening in south and west, with some bit coming from east and north as well. We are doing all localized purchase. So for customers who are in south, we have our vendors who are again based in south only. Very small quantity goes from region to region. Most of it remains in the region. So we have localized vendor. Entire quantity is outsourced. At the moment, we do not have any production facilities for construction chemicals.
So what would be this would basically be a trading product, right?
At the moment, it's a trading product. Only thing which we do have our R&D. So we ask for a specific formulation of that product. Other than that, it's a trading product. So we just guide them what kind of material we require so that the end consumer demand is met. So some part of designing we do. Rest all is production and everything is done by the vendors.
Sir, so what would be the approx revenue contribution from this and the margins we have for these construction chemicals?
So currently, it may not be even our revenue contribution may not be even 7%-10%. It is in that range, smaller, quite small, very limited because it just started.
Okay.
It will take some time to grow up. And margin, as you know, in any trading commodity, margins can only be around 5%-10%. They aren't too much. So
this is a net margin, we are 5%-10%.
No, it's a net means, yeah, fixed expenses are not taken care here. Fixed expenses are only fixed because they are not differentiated between paint and construction chemical also is a part of paint only. So since it's an outsourced product, the difference between our selling price and outsourced price varies between 5%-12%.
Okay. Okay, sir. I'll just get back into the queue, sir. Thank you so much for answering and keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Mamgain from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. This is Amit from Asian Markets. First of all, I wanted to convey my congratulations to the entire Shalimar team for a very encouraging, scale-up of top line in Q3. So I have basically three questions. The first question is basically, if we consider the base of Q3, which is about 130 crores, we are, at a steady state annualized number of around, say, 520 to 525 crores for FY24. I would assume that obviously there will be some growth on this. So would you want to guide a top line number for FY24?
So if you see, in the 9 months, our number is perhaps 350 plus.
Okay.
And so if by that rate itself, we will be somewhere between 475 to 495 crores in this year.
Correct.
Now, so next year again, since we are a very small company, our base is very small, so we will try to again attempt a growth rate of 25 to 30%, whatever is possible. This is what we are trying to maintain this year. This is what we will try to maintain next year also. Our long-term plan is that we should be maintaining a growth trajectory, being a small company, which is normally for a small company. Small company normally grows by 20-30% as compared to large companies, which grow around 8-10%.
Right.
So being a small company, we will try to keep that kind of growth, 20-25-30% year after year. So that accordingly, next year numbers will also be bumped out.
I got your point, sir. Sir, my second question is, Shalimar as a team...
Sorry to interrupt. Your audio is breaking, sir. Please repeat your question.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So my second question is, what is the level of integration Shalimar team has achieved with the channel, with the Infranaut market team? If you could just give some color on that. It's been about, I think, 3 to 4 quarters we've had a arrangement with them, investments into Shalimar. So if you could just, give some basic color, what has exactly happened on that front?
So, if you know, it was last February, March that there was the infusion of funds by Infranaut market or Halide into Shalimar page. Now, the association between Shalimar Infra and Shalimar Paint goes beyond equity infusion. It has been quite strategic. So the first thing which we happened as a result of our partnership was that we built up a very strong team within the organization. So Shalimar Infra helped us in building a group team. They had the vision, they had the wherewithal to find out and create a strong team within the organization. I can share with you that we did onboarding of 4 or 5 very capable, very expert, very knowledgeable people, experienced people within 3 to 4 months of their association. That means by September, we had 4 or 5 pretty senior, very capable people in our team. So I think the first step which happened because of because of association was creation of a team. Hitherto, for variety of reasons, including our apprehension, our name, our image, we were not able to create a strong team. So the first step. Secondly, I think they have also been able to give us a vision. So they have helped us in drawing a vision, and because of which, you see, even though today we are only at around 475 to 500 crore an annum company, they are giving us a vision for which, because of which we are able to now create a capacity where this capacity what we are creating this year and current next year may take us to right up to 2,000-2,500 crores. So I think the second thing which they have shown us the way is how to grow, how to increase volume, how to increase revenue. So that is the second thing which they did. They gave us a vision. So they gave us a team. They gave us a vision. And the third aspect of our association has been continuous strategic formulation. So on a regular basis, there are interactions between the complete team. So today, you see, not only we have a very capable team within our organization, we also have access to the expertise of the entire HELLA team. And HELLA is, perhaps the turnover is in thousands of crores. So we have access to the expertise of their entire team. So we have regular interaction between our team and their team, because of which a lot of thinking is getting clear, and we are able to take so much initiatives. And it is a result of these initiatives that we are able to grow. And these are just sinking in. They won't even, I should say, they won't even achieve their goal. As you know, any association between two organizations takes a lot of time. And since now more than seven, 8 months have passed between our team and their team, some kind of relationship is building up. So I think this was the third biggest assistance they have given. The fourth which you could be looking for by way of their customer being associated with us, I think that process has just started. It hasn't picked up in a big way, but it has already picked up. Now we are in a situation where we are talking to their customers. But these two are different organizations. So for those customers to accept Shalimar Paint as a supplier may take some more time. But association has started. Interactions have started on that front.
That's perfect. I mean, thank you for articulating it so well. Sir, my last question is, when you say that you've started interacting with the customers of infrared market, so are these institutional customers? For example, we've read in the report that infra has been able to get the award for the main contractor for Ayodhya Airport and Mumbai Panvel Airport, so on and so forth. So are these the channels which you are working on? Just curious about this.
So there are three aspects of it. So one is, as you know, infra works on different verticals. They have many verticals which are integrated into one organization. So they have a vertical where they approach dealers, and then they kind of help in as a distributor in servicing the dealers. So on that side, the work has started. The second side is HELLA is opening of their own stores where they are keeping, and these are multi-product stores, right, from tiles and faucets. So there, again, they started keeping paint as well. That's the second aspect of association where they would be keeping our products in their stores. And they are really, I should say, upscale stores. And the third association is, as you mentioned, about their contractors. So that association has started. Now we are started talking to their contractors one by one. As I mentioned, this is a very slow process because, as you know, most people, whenever that is there, the bill of materials and the brand to be procured is normally defined by the architects. So here, contractor only plays one role, but architect plays a bigger role. So now we have started approaching the architects for the approval in the project. This is a time-taking process. Normally, it takes 1 to 1.5 years. The process started. It may take 1 to 1.5 years before you see the results of contractor-architect approvals.
Great, sir. Thank you for sharing this. And my last question is, the basic thought process of inducting Ms. Shan Jain, ex-Madison, into the company. I mean, we've read about her, and she's worked with one of the best consumer brands, working for the consumer brands. So if you could just quickly mention about the thought process behind inducting.
So very rightly you asked. So what happened, till now, whatever growth you are seeing has been because of the operational improvement we made, capacity expansion, team improvement. So these were all internal matters. Now, having achieved that, Now a need is there that how do we improve our communication with the consumers. So if you observe, communication with the consumers has been negligible in last 2-3 years, maybe 5-10 years. So that communication piece was missing in Shalimar. Now, and so we were looking for some person who is an expert in communicating with the consumer, because ultimately, yes, another day, paint, whatever said and done, is a consumer product. So we have chosen Shan because she is connected to the consumer, she knows the psychology, and she can hire helpers. She will be helping us significantly in talking to the in communicating with the consumer, communicating with the market, communicating with the painters, and then ensuring that our visibility improves. And already you know about experience, I don't have to kind of talk about it.
Absolutely, sir, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ashokji, and just wanted to again congratulate and convey my best wishes to you and the entire Shalimar team for the few further quarters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amit.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vinay Mehra from Allied Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. Hello.
Thank you, Vinay.
Yeah. So my question is with regards to the new dealers. So in this quarter, the total number of new dealers were around 318, which is significantly lower than the previous quarter. But the sales have increased by almost 50-odd% on Q-on-Q basis. And the yield per dealer has also almost doubled. So how have we been able to achieve this?
So, yeah. So where did you get this number from in terms of 319 dealers only batted in this quarter? We have not published any kind of that number.
So I just saw it in the, the presentation.
No, so probably, I don't know where this number has come from. See, we have an average number of dealers built quarter on quarter in between 21 to 2400. Now, if you are talking about new dealers onboarded during the quarter, you might be right. New dealers onboarded during
the quarter. I'm talking about the new dealers this quarter.
Perfect. That is right. So as we mentioned that till date, we have opened up at least 1,100 to 1,200 new customers during the year. So to be precise, it has been 1,080 customers during the year, out of which roughly 300 have come during the past quarter. And yes. So as was mentioned that we are building a strategy of expansion and extraction. So our extraction methodology has started working in the last 2 months, more so after the third quarter. If you see December, we are having good numbers. So it has started working for us in terms of getting better yield, in terms of better throughput from the dealers. So yes, to that extent, 300 dealers is the number, 340 odd is the number of dealers new opened up in the quarter. But in terms of total participating dealers, we have 2,400 to 2,500.
Okay. Thanks for that number, sir. Going forward, what is the average yield per dealer you would be, forecasting?
Okay.
And
so two things.
Yeah.
As we mentioned that we are wanting to exponentially grow as far as distribution reach is concerned. So yield probably is not something which we will be looking at this point in time, because we will go for an expansion strategy. We are going to use many different models of distribution reach in terms of SaaS models, which is sales as a service, bot models, which is build, operate and transfer models, to get a better access to the market. So for us, probably till the time we have reached a market reach of some 20%, probably yield would not be something which we'll be chasing. The reach is what we will be chasing. So yes, over a period of time, as we kind of progress in terms of reach, we have hardly any reach today. We are having a 5% market reach, and unless and until we have a better reach, which is to the tune of 15-20% for a player like us, we'll not be able to extract much also from the market. So that's how our endeavor will be going forward to reach, increase our reach, and obviously through, as we said, that emulsion saliency we want to build and new products we want to launch. Through that, we would like to increase our throughput also from the existing dealers. So roughly, if I have to put a number to it, we are currently at roughly 80,000 per dealer kind of throughput, which might increase by to a level of 1 lakh per dealer.
Okay, sir. Okay, cool. And so one last question. So this question is the marketing side. So what's the budget for the marketing budget for Q3? And going ahead, what would be your forecast for FY24?
Okay. So as of now, as we mentioned, that we are doing the basic job in terms of building that connect with the consumers, in terms of, as we mentioned, that retailers, dealers, and influencers play a major role. So all our marketing budget for the quarter, this quarter and the coming quarter, will be around this space only, in terms of building our reach, in terms of building a better connect with the contractors, painters, and interior designers, as was mentioned by Ravindy also. So that will be our route forward. But next year, as we have our plans, we will do a budget allocation for the marketing activities for the next financial year, which probably we'll be able to kind of give you a number by the quarter end, last quarter end.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's from my side, sir.
But we are definitely looking in terms of building a better consumer connect, because as was mentioned earlier, through the internal efficiency building, we have been able to get what we have got till date. But if we have to build the brand, definitely we'll have to spend.
Okay, sir. Got it.
Sure.
Okay. That's from my side, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Best of luck to you as well as for the entire Shalimar team, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Shah from AT Capital Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity. Sir, I would just like to use this opportunity to more understand the long-term aspirations of the company in terms of, you know, the top line and bottom line. I'm not asking for any guidance, but, you know, if internally, if you can share what your aspirations are to reach to in terms of revenue and bottom line for next 2-3 years.
Thank you, Amit. So you see, we have a big opportunity in front of us. The opportunity being our small market share. So 99% of the market is open to us. We are planning that year after year, we should be growing at least by 20%-30%, which we think is possible because, A, our brand name is known throughout the country. It is a respectable name. It's not very popular, but wherever there's awareness, there is respect. So that way, we hope to build on the brand further. We may need to increase the communication part of it to make it popular. The second part is that we are very strong in industry. We are very strong in industrial. So if you observe, we are almost one of the top brands to be approved and preferred by the end consumers in the protected coating segment, which comprises primarily of steel, steel construction, steel-based products like pipelines, like containers, or steel structures like you have PEBs or you have large industrial structures. So we are one of the, I should say, four or five brands which are a preferred source. We are planning to increase it, increase our presence there because of our acceptance and our quality. You may be perhaps knowing that we have a very good quality acceptance in the protective coating sector. Practically every large organization has Shalimar as one of their food suppliers. Now with the good team that we have, we hope to increase this reach. So with these two factors together, we are hoping we will be growing 25-30% year after year. And for that, we are already expanding our capacity at the three locations, both north, south and west. We'll also look at our feasibility in east. So we have got presence in all the zones. Team is good, presence is good, market acceptance is there. So we should be able to grow in next 3-4 years at this rate. Is it okay?
Yes, absolutely, sir. Very good to hear this. Just to follow up on this, I think you touched upon that point, but I believe this will be a combination of both new capex as well as increasing the existing capacity utilization. Is my understanding correct to achieve this growth rate which you alluded to?
So what we are doing is we have one plant which is slightly old that we are modernizing almost significantly. It will be almost complete overhaul of the plant, which is in north. Other two plants are comparatively new plants. They were set up perhaps last 10 years. So there we will be only adding some machinery, what we will call a brownfield expansion. And so by that method, all the three plants' capacity will increase significantly within next 24 months.
Understood, sir. This is helpful. I'll come back in the queue if I have any follow-up questions. Thank you. And
thank you.
All the best for next year.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Praful Siddharth from Shravas Capital. Please go ahead.
So congrats on great set of numbers. So I just joined the call late, so sorry if my questions are repetitive. So what is the revenue contribution which came through infra market this quarter? Last quarter it was around 5 to 6 crores if I remember right.
I think it is almost same. It continues to be 5 to 6 crores. Actually, infra market contribution will grow once some kind of a maturity comes. But you see, more than that, infra market is helping us in introducing us to the new customers. Where the revenue numbers do not come through there, see, where the revenue numbers come directly to us. But they have a large set of customers whom they are servicing different materials, including construction materials, including steel, cement, and all kind of housing materials. So we get an access to those customers. I think that is the biggest contribution. In addition, infra market is also planning to open their own stores where our materials will be present. But that is activity that just started. Maybe it will pick up in the next year. So number-wise, we are looking for a large or significant increase in next year. But more than the numbers, the story lies in the context and the leads they are able to generate for us. And that is, I think, a bigger contribution than the number of material we are able to divert through them.
Got it. Thank you, sir. So my second question is, how is the outlook on the industrial paint segment?
I think that we are quite bullish on that side. If you see, you know, industrial paint, our growth has been steady. Quarter on quarter, we have been growing almost at the same pace. And we are increasing the number of... So we are increasing on all fronts. A, we are increasing in the sales made to each customer. So if a customer was buying, let us say, 10 liters from earlier, now it is 12 liters. Secondly, we are increasing the number of customers in each segment. So if in pipeline segment I was servicing 6 customers earlier, now I am servicing 7 customers or 8 customers. Thirdly, we are increasing the number of segments we were handling. So we were earlier handling 8 or 9 segments. Now we have gone to 10, 11, and next year we will be perhaps in introducing 2 or 3 more segments within protective coating. So currently we are, I think, working on 10, 11 segments, and now going ahead, we should be working on 13, 14 segments. When I say segment, means the verticals. See, the way we have handled this thing is we have created verticals within the industrial segment. For example, pipeline, for example, PEB structures, or for example, containers and such. Container means a tin boxes which you get biscuits and all that. So each segment, year up, every quarter we try to add one segment. That's the way we go. So we are increasing segments, we are increasing number of customers within each segment, and then we are increasing amount of sales to each customer.
Sure. Got it, sir. So this last question from my end. So how was the demand outlook in the month of January from our company's perspective?
I think the pace of growth which we saw in the first 9 months, we are almost there.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Mamgain from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Ashokji, for this opportunity again. So right now you rightly highlighted about our strength in industrial segment, coatings, etc. And about few quarters ago, we had mentioned that, you know, strong relationships like APL Apollo, you know, where you ran the shows so successfully, those will be leveraged. And as we understand, so APL commenced its new plant, a coating plant, a coated pipes plant at Raipur, if I'm not wrong. So I was just trying to understand if this opportunity could be considered as a growth driver for the company, apart from the other channels where we are working.
Definitely. So the new coating plant, as you may perhaps be aware, is basically a plant for manufacture of coated steel sheets.
Okay.
So the common name for that material is color-coated sheets. Currently, color-coated sheets are being manufactured by large players like JSW, Tata's, and there are very few private players who are non-manufacturers of primary steel. So most of the color-coated sheets are being manufactured, I should say large part of it, a major part of it, by the steel manufacturers themselves. As you know, APL Apollo ventures into areas which are, you know, not seen by others. So, APL Apollo has recently gone into manufacture of pipes, which is square section, which is 500 by 500, first time in the country. Earlier, which is 300 by 300, first time in the country. Similarly, we have gone for a very large capacity of color-coated sheets, which was the domain or the exclusive area of large steel manufacturers, producers.
Sure.
These color-coated sheets require something known as a coating paint. So this is a special paint which is being manufactured by some 3 or 4 people in the country at present. Shalimar is not one of them. We do not manufacture coating paint at this juncture. The reason is one of the largest user of this material is JSW, and they have put up their own plant for coating paint.
Okay.
So anybody, you know, who wants to set up this facility, will have the disadvantage of not having the largest customer with them, but having the largest customer, you know, own plant to compete with. So, but we'll have to see if more players come in the area of manufacturing coating, color coated sheets, then we can think of making coated paints. So we'll think about it. It's not very difficult. The machinery is not very different. Formulations are different. We'll have to do some R&D, but it's possible. So perhaps we will examine it next year. And as I mentioned to you, we will be working on some more verticals. We already have some 10, 11 verticals working in industrial. If we see a potential coming up in this area, we may start making coated paint as well.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashok Kumar Gupta for closing comments.
Thank you. Thanks to all the participants and the people who took interest and asked the questions. I know we were quite late in declaring the results this time. Every time we declare almost last few days, and so next time onwards, going ahead, we will try that we are not the last ones to declare results. We should be slightly early. My colleagues who are here, I'm sure they will kind of look into this area.
Sure, sir.
And the company is on the right path. We are improving on each front. So a company who has been not doing very well for quite some time takes time to stand on its own feet. I think we are almost there. We were struggling, but now we are on our own feet. And once you are on feet, then it can start running. I think the time has come for the company to run, and we are working in that direction, expanding everywhere, increasing our capacities, increasing our reach by way of distribution centers, by way of depots, by way of dealers. And fortunately, we have a very good team. Mohit, Shikha, Kuldeep, and all the people in production, they're doing an excellent job. So going ahead, you will only see positivity coming from this company. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Shalimar Paints Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.